Welcome to Parshas Hashavua with Rabbi Gerari. This is Parshas B'chukosai. And it's fair to say that the first pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai has been the basis of so much discussion in the commentaries and the Mefarshim and Chumash in a very big way. And today I want to just offer a few perspectives on the wording of the pasuk. So let's begin just by giving a bit of context. The parsha begins with the reward that will be given to the Jewish people if they follow in the ways of the Torah. And the pasuk begins with the following: Im b'chukosai teilechu, if you walk in my chukim, in my statutes, ves mitzvosai tishmeru, and you keep my mitzvahs, you guard my mitzvahs, v'asisim oisam, and you will do them. And then Hashem says, I'll give you rain in its right time, and the land will give its produce, and so on and so forth. But of course, the famous phrase here in this pasuk is the very first phrase, Im b'chukosai teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes. And the question is exactly to what that is referring to. So we have the famous Rashi. Rashi says that it sounds like the Torah is talking about mitzvahs, keeping mitzvahs, but that can't be because the pasuk continues with the wording that if you'll keep my mitzvahs. And therefore, Rashi says, so what does it mean, b'chukosai teilechu, you will walk in my statutes? It means, shetihiyu ameilim b'Torah, that you should toil in Torah, you should work hard in Torah study. As the Kli Yochra points out, that what that means is, therefore, that this pasuk contains all the ways we serve Hashem. Because the way we serve Hashem is, we learn Torah, and then we keep the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are divided into two. Mitzvahs are, say, positive commandments, and mitzvahs lois are, say, negative commandments. So therefore, im b'chukosai teilechu refers to learning Torah. Mitzvosai tishmeru, guarding the mitzvahs. We know that normally the word hishomer, to guard mitzvahs, means not to do something that's wrong. So that's mitzvahs lois are, say. And the pasuk concludes with, v'asisem oisom, you will do them, which refers to the mitzvahs ase. Now, if the first phrase is referring to learning Torah, b'chukosai teilechu, that you will learn Torah, you will learn Torah, then the wording is somewhat strange. First of all, what does it mean, chukosai? Chukosai normally refers to chukim, which are mitzvahs that we keep that are irrational, that don't have meaning, and we'll come back to that a bit later. But also teilechu, you will walk, normally means you walk in the path of mitzvahs. How does teilechu, walking, mean that you should learn Torah? What does that mean? So there's I'm going to share with you a few ideas, because there are so many interpretations. In fact, Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the great Orach Chaim, the commentator on the Chumash, offers 42 answers to this question. Let me just share with you two of them, first of all. And he asks this question: why, if it's referring to Torah study, do we use the phrase teilechu, you shall walk? We'll come back to the chukim expression in a few moments. But why teilechu? And he says one of the reasons is because it's telling us that when we learn Torah, we should do it at any time, but we should also do it when we are walking around. As the pasuk in Shema tells us, uvelechtecha baderech. Uvelechtecha baderech. When you walk in the way, when you walk in the street, you should discuss Torah, you should think Torah, you should learn Torah. That's why I use the word teilechu. Another pshat that the Or HaChaim says is that we know that the Zohar tells us that the Torah has four pathways: the pshat, the literal meaning, the hints, the remez, the midrashim, and the esoteric, the soid. And from then it branches off even to 70 ways. You know, everything in Torah has 70 different ways of explaining it. And each way divides into different pathways and ways and things like that. And therefore, it says, chukosai, in the plural, teilechu, you shall walk. In other words, whatever you should explore Torah in its various pathways, you should walk the different pathways of Torah, you should walk the different ways that Torah is expressed. Those are two of the ways that the Or HaChaim says. The Or HaChaim also brings another pshat, which I want to expand on based on the Shvilei Pinchas, based on a Medrash. The Medrash says that David HaMelech said, there's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, he says, Chishafti derachai, I considered my ways, v'oshiva raglai el edoisecha, and I returned my feet to your testimonies, to your commandments, to your Torah. Says the Medrash that David HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, every single day I used to consider and think that maybe I shall go l'mokim ployni, to a particular place or to a particular home, and then what happens? I don't go there because my feet bring me to the shul and to the base medrash. My feet just bring me, they walk automatically to the place of learning, and that's what he means, says the Or HaChaim, that's what it means, b'chukoisai teilechu. You have to learn Torah in such a way that teilechu, you shall automatically walk there. Now what does that mean, and what's David HaMelech trying to say, and what's he trying to, what does he mean by that, and also what does it mean, David HaMelech wanted to go other places, what is it? Obviously he wanted to go learn Torah. We know David HaMelech was someone that learned Torah all the time, and so on and so forth. So he explains based on a very fascinating Shalom HaKadosh, the Shalom, the great Kabbalist, the Shalom HaKadosh. And he says the following fascinating concept. He says that when Shmuel HaNavi, when Hashem sent him to crown King David, when Hashem sent him to choose David HaMelech as a king, he said, Ki ha'odom yireh le'einayim, a person will look after, follow his eyes, v'Hashem yireh le'levav, and Hashem will look at the heart. The simple context over there, meaning that Hashem was telling him, don't just look at the external. Hashem understands the inside, because David HaMelech didn't seem like the right candidate. But Hashem sees what's happening inside the heart of a person, and therefore David HaMelech was the correct candidate to become the king. But this pasuk, Hashem, the person sees the eyes and Hashem sees the heart. The Shalom HaKadosh says the following. When Hashem created Adam HaRishon, when Hashem created the first man, the first man was created perfect. The first man was created in such a way that the entire body should be holy, should be intellectual, should be able to not just like the heart feels what the brain is directing the heart to feel and to be emotional about and to have a feeling and sort of make decisions based on that, right? Because we make decisions based on what we think, which inspires the heart of how we feel. So too, the entire body was that way. The entire body was that way. But when Adam HaRishon sinned, right, when Adam HaRishon sinned and he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the spiritual power of the entire body was weakened, says the Shalah, and only the heart of the person that was able to be awakened to serve Hashem properly, as it says in the Gemara, Rachmona Liba Boy, Hashem is looking for your heart. In other words, that's why the heart is the one that directs the Torah mitzvahs. The heart, of course, guided by the brain. And that's what we say in davening every day. We ask Hashem, V'sein b'libeinu bina, instill into our hearts the understanding, to understand, to listen, to subscribe to your mitzvahs, all coming from the heart. And he says, this is what the pasuk means. Ki ha'odom yireh le'einayim. That the person looks at the eyes, which means the following, and that Hashem looks at the heart. And he says, he interprets this pasuk in a very interesting way. He says, because the pasuk is saying that because Adam HaRishon followed his eyes, he saw the fruit, he saw it was delicious, he ate from the fruit because he followed his eyes, as the Mefarshim explained in the parsha of the fruit. That's why Hashem yireh le'levav, that's why Hashem now looks only at the heart, because the rest of the body doesn't automatically become inspired by what the brain thinks to do what's right. The heart does, and then the heart has to kind of force the rest of the limbs of the body to serve Hashem in the right way. So why did Hashem tell this to Shmuel HaNavi when he was going to crown King David? Because David HaMelech came in the line of things to fix. David HaMelech had an incredible connection to Adam HaRishon. We know the word Adam, right? The first man, Adam, is an acronym for Adam, David, and Mashiach. Because we know that when Mashiach comes, of course, there will be the complete tikkun, the complete rectification of what happened by Adam HaRishon. And therefore everyone will serve Hashem in a perfect way, and everyone's body will be completely in line and in sync with how Hashem wants us to behave automatically. But that tikkun, that rectification, which will come about when Mashiach comes, began with David HaMelech. David HaMelech is in the line. He's the ancestor of Mashiach. He is the one that begins the Davidic dynasty, and he began sort of the process of bringing the Geula to the world, the redemption to the world, which is a rectification for the sin of Adam HaRishon. This, by the way, began already with Yaakov Avinu. We know that in Kabbalah we learned that Yaakov was a Gilgul, was a ring. Yaakov was the also the neshama of Adam Arishan, and therefore part of what Yaakov did was also to fix and to rectify what Adam Arishan sort of sinned with, right? And we find an interesting thing by Adam Arishan, by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know when he was blessing his two grandsons of Ephraim and Manasseh. And Yosef HaTzadik, the father of these two boys, put it in such a way where Manasseh was on the right and Ephraim was on the left because Manasseh was older. And therefore he thought that Yaakov would put his right hand on Manasseh and his left hand on Ephraim. And we know that Yaakov Avinu changed his hands and he crossed them over and he put the left on Manasseh and the right on Ephraim. And it says there in the Pasuk, Sikel Es Yoda, which means he changed his hands. But the word Sikel means Seichel, intellect. Because what it's saying is that Yaakov Avinu was a little bit fixing the concept of Adam Arishan, that his hands were in sync, his hands were like the heart, his hands sort of followed what the brain wanted to do, and that is the hands he had his own independent intelligence, so to speak, to automatically do what Hashem wanted to do, and that's what Sikel Es Yodav, he changed his hands. But then we come to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is the one to sort of fix this idea and to bring the tikkun. What did David HaMelech do? David HaMelech said that he got to the point that his feet, his legs automatically went to the base of Medrash. And that's what it means, im b'chukoysai teilechu. That means, normally a person wants to learn in his brain, he thinks it's important to learn, his heart is excited about learning, so therefore the legs are guided by the brain and the heart to go towards the base medrash. But with David HaMelech, he started the rectification of Adam Rishon, where the entire body is in sync with the will of Hashem. And therefore, David HaMelech says that even if my legs sort of were going somewhere else, but my legs automatically took me to the base medrash. And that's what the pasuk means, im b'chukoysai teilechu. If you learn Torah, but you do it in a way that you're teilechu, you walk towards Torah in an automatic way, which means your entire body is becoming one with Torah, your entire body is becoming one with the mitzvah of learning Torah, that even your feet are just automatically walking to the chavrusa, to the base medrash, to the base knesses, in order to learn Torah. And this is one of the ideas behind chukosai teilechu. I want to share with you one final idea, coming from Lekutei Sichas, from the talk of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Explains the following idea, and this also goes into the concept. Let's go back now to the word b'chukosai, because if the phrase b'chukosai teilechu is referring to learning Torah, it makes the word b'chukosai quite problematic, because Torah, even more than mitzvahs, is an experience, is a process of intellect, of understanding. Mitzvahs have more to do with obedience. Torah has more to do with understanding. Now, in mitzvahs itself, of course, we have the different mitzvahs. All mitzvahs need to be done in a way of committing and subservience to the will of Hashem, compliance, what we call Kabbalah's oil. But within the mitzvahs itself, of course, we have chukim, which are those mitzvahs that we don't really have a reason for. And there, the idea of compliance and commitment is really even more emphasized, that we do it even though we don't necessarily understand. So therefore, the Rebbe asks, if we go now to the beginning of this pasuk, that im b'chukosai teilechu refers to learning Torah, what that does is it makes the connection between this phrase and learning Torah much more problematic. We're talking about learning Torah. Torah is much more of an understanding process, an intellectual process. And here, for some reason, we use the phrase of b'chukosai. So he explains the following. He says that we know, and this is based on Lekutei Torah, that chukosai has two meanings. Chukosai can mean laws, statutes that have no reason. But the word chukosai also comes to the word chakiko. Chakiko means when something is engraved. So we have the famous idea that when we have writing on paper, we have two types of writing, two types of letters. We have oisi saksivo, letters that are written, which means you have ink on a parchment that are written, where the words are very connected with the page, they glue to the page, but they remain two separate entities. When you have, however, letters that are engraved in a stone, like the Luchais were, for example, then the letters become one with the stone. First of all, there's no separation, the letters are from the stone itself, but they're one entity. They don't really have an independent entity. They are part and parcel of the stone itself. So therefore, the Torah tells us that when we learn Torah, we need to learn Torah in a way of chakika, that we become one with the Torah. The Hadith, in other words, not just that we learn Torah, we are learning Hashem's Torah, but we become one with the process, we become one with Hashem's Torah. In a way of hakika. What does that mean? What it means is that we learn not necessarily to understand, because this idea of learning Torah to understand, of course, is part and parcel of how we learn. But it does connect also to the idea of hukim, the idea of mitzvahs that have no reason. Why do we keep mitzvahs that have no reason? Because we become one with Hashem, and therefore we are completely subservient and committed to Him, whether we understand or not. In other words, then when we learn Torah, of course we have to understand. But what is the reason for understanding? And this is a very, very fundamental part of how we learn Torah. When we learn Torah, of course, Torah by definition means to process information, to understand, and to pursue the understanding of the mitzvahs, the understanding of halacha, and the understanding of what Hashem wants us to understand in the Torah. However, we don't understand it because we don't learn it because we need to understand, or because we want to understand and we want the Torah to relate to us. We understand because Hashem wants us to understand. We are completely subservient to the will of Hashem. And therefore we are given over even to the things, we'll explore things that are beyond our understanding. And therefore we won't only learn those things, we won't only internalize those parts of Torah that resonate with our intellectual understanding. We will pursue everything, we'll pursue the things that are beyond us, the things that are more difficult, the things that are transcendent, the things that are a godly design and a divine intellect, which are difficult for us, and therefore, like Rashi says, the pasuk is not only telling us to learn Torah; it's telling us to work hard in Torah, which means to work hard to understand that which is beyond us. Why? Because we are connecting to the Torah in the way of hukim. We are connecting the Torah in the way of hakikah. It's engraving us and the Torah one. Us and Hashem become one, and therefore we are pursuing His intellect, we're pursuing His wisdom, we're pursuing those things which are beyond us, and therefore we are prepared to work extremely hard, to toil, to give ourselves over and to commit ourselves and to surrender our brain to understand things which are actually beyond us and don't resonate with our human intellect, but we put ourselves in and we explore Hashem's understanding to become one with the Torah. Which is why, therefore, the Torah says, Teilecho. Because here becomes a very, very important thing. This idea of when we are feel ourselves one with the Torah, we pursue things that are beyond us and we work hard, is a relative process. We know that, for example, Shlomo HaMelech, when it comes to mitzvahs that don't have a reason, he understood many of the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu, even it says, the one mitzvah which is no one understood, even Shlomo HaMelech, which is Parah Aduma. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will explain to you the Parah Aduma. In other words, it's all relative. Sometimes when we understand something that is very, very difficult for us to understand, sometimes when we learn Torah in a way of yigiyah, we toil. We toil to connect with something which is so difficult and beyond us. After a while, it becomes us. And then we have to take the next step because it's infinite. Then we have to put ourselves into a position where we now toil and work hard to understand something again which is beyond us. We go to the next level of depth. We go to the next level of transcendence. We go to the next level of things which are really difficult for us to understand, and we never stop. And therefore this idea of learning Torah in a way of chukosai, in the way that we just committed to understanding not what we need to understand, but we committed to understanding what Hashem wants us to understand. It's an infinite process and one which we can always grow in. And therefore it says, that's just some of the ideas behind the phrase of Im B'chukosai Teilechu. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.